This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I think it can be one of the best there of all time.
Really?
And I'm putting that in there now. One of the best of all time. I mean, when you got, literally, we got pieces everywhere. Look at the roster. Look at who we have. It's incredible.
Good morning, everybody. A ton of stuff from Mike Tomlin's press conference to cover. Ben Roethlisberger throwing a dart the way of his former head coach. Bruce Arians calling out the Steelers. And so little time to get to all of it. But we're going to start with Juan Thornhill? That was Juan Thornhill. That might be the clip we've played most during the Steelers season, Juan Thornhill, prior to the year, saying that the Steelers defense could be the best of all time. Juan Thornhill didn't make it 10 games in a Steelers uniform before being cut, Doran. And now Darius Slay and the Pittsburgh Steelers have agreed to separate. No counseling. Just, hey, we're going to separate. We'll go our separate ways. And it was amicable. That is 2/5 of the starting secondary from the beginning of the season on a defense that Mike Tomlin said could be historic. Mike Tomlin thought a defense with Juan Thornhill and Darius Slay could be historic. That is such a misevaluation of talent that alone is probably a fireable offense. To pound the table on your flagship radio station when they're lobbing you softball after softball, you don't have to say what you're going to say, and say that you're going to be a historic defense and two of the five guys in your secondary don't make it to the end of the season. That is a failure on so many different levels. But it's not just that these guys didn't make it. It's not just that these guys are presumed starters at the beginning of the season and were starters at the beginning of the season. It's that it wasn't until guys like Slay and Ramsey got here that Tomlin started talking about it being a historic defense, presumably because they were going to lock guys down man-to-man with Darius Slay, and lock guys down man-to-man with Jalen Ramsey, and lock guys down man-to-man with Joey Porter Jr. He talked about it on a podcast about how they were specifically designed to take on the Cincinnati Bengals, and boy, was it not clear the first time they played that team, Darius Slay can't play man-to-man, Jalen Ramsey in that game couldn't play man-to-man, and we know Joey Porter Jr.'s had his ups and downs. They thought they were going to be one of the best press man teams in the entire NFL based on their evaluation of Darius Slay, and he doesn't make it through the entire season. My man, he was a healthy scratch this weekend so that they could play a guy who had neck fusion surgery this offseason. Not that I think that was a bad idea. I'm happy they did it, but they thought Darius Slay was going to be a lockdown corner, and he doesn't play in even a dozen games.
Yep.
That is a disaster.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I mean, even they've been collecting baseball cards all season, or even in the offseason, all year, really. I mean, even thinking about Jabril Peppers. I mean, the guy, you know, whenever you get released from a team, it's probably, you know, there's probably three reasons why. One is probably a cap casualty. Two is probably performance. Three is probably performance, you know.
Or you're a jackass.
Or that. So you're collecting, you know, baseball cards. And Juan Thornhill was a baseball card. And Jalen Ramsey, Darius Slay, Jabril Peppers, you know, they just got Adam Thielen, MBS. Like, they've been doing this all season. And these are older players that have hit their prime years ago. And for Mike Tallman to think that all of it was going to pan out, and especially on the defensive side, is making me wonder if he is truly lost. And I feel like he's been lost for a couple of years. I think since Kenny Pickett, I think that he's been lost. He has no answers, and he doesn't know how to handle a team that isn't already constructed for him, in my opinion. The teams that he's coached and the Super Bowls he's won, and I'm not taking away any of that, they were constructed. They were already built. You had your quarterback. No, you had your foundation.
Most important thing. Already taken care of, you inherited it.
He had a lot of, you know, defensive players that were already there. Like, everything was built for him. Now he had to go back to the drawing board and rebuild the house, and he can't figure out where to start.
He has such misguided faith in the veteran. Darius Slay is a resume. Jalen Ramsey is a resume. Melvin Ingram was a resume. Preston Smith, who they brought in last year at the trade deadline, was a resume. I don't think from a talent evaluation standpoint, he's got it.
No.
And he's more interested in what guys have done, what guys have accomplished, than what they can currently do. And I think that's impossible to disprove. That's really what's defined this season. And a lot of these signings, they got pirate vibes, man. Adam Thielen, you said it before the show, and we'll get much more into Thielen in a little bit, but you said they're a year too late. I mean, you were calling for this last year. I think you're dead ass right about that.
Yeah, look at his performance last year.
He's got 69 yards this year.
Right,
he was good.
Year, right. Last year, he was actually performing, and that was the time to do it. You needed a number two wide receiver. Now he got released. Like, I was talking about trading for him last year.
Right.
Because he was actually playing very well with the Carolina Panthers. He got released by the Carolina Panthers, signed with the or trade or whatever with the Minnesota Vikings, and barely has played. Like you said, 69 yards. Like, it's a year too late. Everything is a year too or 2 years too late. You're not going to win that way.
You are not going to win that way. And it's
look at Jonnu Smith. Like, Jonnu Smith had a great year last year. I understand that. But Jonnu Smith is like a 9-year veteran tight end.
Right. Last year was the best year of his career.
And that's the only year he's going to have of his career that was his that's going to be the best.
You're right. And when you think about it now in retrospect, that had as much to do with injuries on Miami as anything else. He became the featured piece of that offense because guys like Tyreek Hill were hurt. And so he's all they had. He's never put those numbers up before.
Never.
And you're right. He's never going to do it again because he's not really ever supposed to be the focal point of any team's offense. But sure, let's go get that guy. Jalen Ramsey, I don't think has been bad this year. He's had moments where he's been super impactful. He's had moments where he's been horrendous, like the aforementioned Cincinnati Bengals game on Thursday night. But from an evaluation standpoint, they thought he was going to be a lockdown man corner. And we saw he's just not that guy anymore. He's been better at safety by a country mile than he was at corner. And they thought he was a corner.
Right.
And they thought Darius Slay was going to allow them to be the best cover team in the NFL. They've got the 28th pass defense in the league, man. And two-fifths of the secondary, I keep coming back to this, two-fifths of the secondary that they thought could be historic is gone before the season is over. It is a disaster. And tell me how this is any different, seriously, than the Pirates going out and getting Michael A. Taylor or Rowdy Tellez. Mm-hmm. These old guys that at one point or another had played well, but they were reclamation projects. At least at the time, we called that for what it was. But there were a lot of Steelers fans, myself included, who were excited about the Jalen Ramsey move, excited about the Darius Slay move, within reason, like $10 million, whatever. for a guy that's going to be a stopgap at a position of need. I didn't lambaste him for it, but it's not just that they signed him. It's that they thought he would be a massive part of the solution. That's the problem.
Yeah, the problem is, too. Yeah, the evaluation of it is that Darius Slay basically got beat out last year by a rookie in Philadelphia.
Yep.
While he was a starter for a few years, and he was a very good corner in his, you know, prime years. But then he gets beat out by Cooper DeJean and Quinyon Mitchell on the other side, and he's forced to have to share reps. And the Steelers look at that and be like, oh, he went to a Super Bowl while sharing reps at corner. Let's pay him to be our number two, number one corner.
Right.
Like, that's a bad evaluation. The guy got beat out.
You're good enough to win the Super Bowl when Darius Slay's a year younger and he's your third or fourth corner.
Yes.
You're not good enough to win the Super Bowl or to be one of the best man cover teams in the league when Darius Slay has to play at 34 the majority of your defensive snaps. It's just not going to work. And now I'm racking my brain and I'm thinking, like, last year they talked so much about how Cordarrelle Patterson was a Hall of Famer and one of the best kick returners of all time. Yeah, he is one of the best kick returners of all time. But that's not what he was last year.
No.
Like, you didn't acquire one of the best kick returners of all time. You acquired, with all due respect, a bag of bones, for lack of a better way of putting it. Like, you got to blow the dust off of these guys before they suit up and take the field. Mike Tomlin's talking yesterday about their availability of practice being something that has kind of been a thorn in their side. He was asked specifically about Aaron Rodgers calling out the practices. And he said, yeah, availability earlier in the week, we just haven't had a bunch of our guys. Well, no crap. It's because everyone's getting vet days off because they're 162 years old.
I mean, even let's go to the second tier guys in the last 5 years or so. Let's go to the second tier. Those are the first tier guys of older guys that hit their prime years before that the Steelers brought them in. Let's think about the Van Jeffersons. I mean, it was 3 years, I think, before whenever he was playing for the Rams. Then I think he tears his knee up. And then they're like, hey, let's make him our number two wide receiver.
Yep.
3 years after he had his prime year with the Rams. Two or three years. Let's think about Miles Jack. Let's make him our middle linebacker.
Oh, man, great pull.
These are the second-tier guys.
They wanted Morgan Burnett.
Morgan Burnett.
It worked with Joe Hayden, but he was 30 at the time and still good, and that was a cap casualty for the Browns, and they weren't going anywhere. That was a totally different scenario. But all these guys that you've mentioned, it's a washed-up gang. And Aaron Rodgers is starting to look more and more like that as the season goes on because, my God, they can't keep him upright, and you can only take so many hits as a now 42-year-old. Like, even with Rodgers, whom we have great respect for, you didn't acquire a four-time MVP.
No.
You acquired a high-end game manager. That's who you got. Russell Wilson was worse than that. Russell Wilson came firmly off the scrap heap. In Denver, he was so bad, according to the head coach, that they were willing to eat $40-plus million just to get rid of his sorry ass.
Yep.
There's a reason he was $1.2 million. What the hell are they doing, man? What the hell are they doing? And Omar Khan deserves criticism, too. I can't just be sitting here bashing Tomlin for his player evaluations. He's got more to do with it than anybody else. But Omar Khan's part of this. Andy Weidel's part of this. Everyone within the organization is part of this. It's all come apart, and they're not going to just all of a sudden, as an old team, the second oldest in the NFL, going to start playing well down the stretch.
Never seen it happen before.
No, this is when it gets worse.
Right.
This is when it gets worse. This is what we were concerned about at the beginning of the season. Hey, they might get out the gates hot. They were 10-2 last year at this point. They might get out the gates hot, but what's it going to look like down the stretch when guys like Derek Harmon and Y.A. Black, who you're counting on are rookies, they might hit the rookie wall, then the elder statesman. How are they going to age throughout the year? Not well, Cotton. They're not aging well at all. How's this make you feel, Steelers fans? I'm irate. I am. And it's not that they shouldn't have moved on from Darius Slay. Like, they got that part right. He should not be a Steeler anymore. He wasn't good enough here. But they got it wrong when they brought him through the door and entrusted him to be their number two cornerback. Your thoughts? 412-928-9370. Open phones until we talk to Ray Fittipaldo at 8 o'clock. So much of the Mike Tomlin press conference to go over. But the Steelers did make a signing yesterday. Somehow got older. Somehow the second oldest team in the NFL cut a 34-year-old and got older. We'll tell you how when we return. We'll take your calls.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I love MBS. I've always enjoyed playing with him. He's one of my favorite teammates of all time. He is a really special guy, and I think MBS can still really play. You saw last year when he was in New Orleans, he had opportunities, he had a lot of big touchdowns, he can still run. I think MBS wants to be on an active roster, so if there wasn't an opportunity here for that, then I guess he's waiting for something else, but I don't fault him. I love MBS, and whether he's here or somewhere else, I'm always pulling for him.
Aaron Rodgers talking about Marquez Valdez-Scantling prior to the Steelers grabbing him and putting him on the practice squad, where he's remained. And now the Steelers have signed Adam Thielen to the 53-man roster. Adam Thielen is 35 years old. So you release a 34-year-old Darius Slay. You sign a 35-year-old Adam Thielen. You were already the second oldest team in the National Football League. They might be the oldest now that Rodgers has bumped up to 42.
Who was the oldest?
Oh, man. Was it Washington? It was a surprising team. I'll Google it. 412-928-9370 if you want to give us a ring on the hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. This is why it's nonsense that some Steelers fans have said, you don't need a number two wide receiver in Arthur Smith's offense. He doesn't want to use a number two wide receiver. All we heard at the deadline is Omar Khan tried some more and didn't get it done. I'm not giving him credit for trying, because you either accomplish your goal or you don't. But he was out there looking. Why? Because they need more weapons.
Yeah.
And now you get MVS to the practice squad, and you sign Adam Thielen. Clearly they know that they've got a hole on their roster at the wide receiver position. So anybody that was saying, well, they don't need one because blah, 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 they obviously do. Here's the problem. Adam Thielen ain't that guy. I also don't want to argue out of two sides of my mouth. Like we said the other day, they need to make changes. Asante Samuel played, and he's going to play a lot more, we would imagine, because now you don't have Darius Slay and James Pierre's in concussion protocol. And you go out and you get Adam Thielen because you're trying something. I got no problem with trying anything. That being said, it ain't going to work. He's back bones. He ain't the same guy. He ain't what he was last year.
Last year. That was the time to do it. Think about if you gave him a two-year deal last year or something like that, and he's here now. He's your number two wide receiver, and you're not having these discussions. And if he did tail off this year, whatever, so be it. But he'd be here, and he'd be coming off of a year of production. Now he's coming off of a half of a season, more than half of a season of 8, targets.
He's bad, and he needs to jump on the proverbial moving train. Not sure I see that happening. In fact, I don't.
I don't know how.
Brandon Cooks got signed by the Bills.
Had the first catch of the game, didn't he?
Had the first catch of the game. So, it can be done, but Adam Thielen ain't what he used to be. He not even close. Jay and Shaler wants to chime in. Hi, Jay.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, do you guys believe the Steelers are so scared to have a losing season, they're just going to keep putting Band-Aids over these giant holes?
No doubt.
I also think they can win the division because, hey, they can, but it is a Band-Aid over a bullet hole, Jay. I mean, and this is one of them itty-bitty little Band-Aids, too.
I think whenever we think about the standard is the standard and the Pittsburgh Steelers, I think they still actually have that mentality of, like, we are not going to lose because we're the Pittsburgh Steelers and our fans deserve seeing a potential winning product on the field, so we're going to try our best.
9-8 isn't the standard in Pittsburgh. The standard is going to the AFC Championship game, going to Super Bowl.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, but that is the case.
Standard.
Jay,
that's Tomlin's new standard.
You're right.
Jay, we were trying to fire Bill Cowher back in the day because he couldn't win the AFC Championship.
Phil Belichick had one, two bad years in New England. And they let him go.
Yep.
Moved on.
And
yep.
Look what happened.
It's
and
time for Steelers
you wanna,
to move on.
You want to talk about continuity not meaning anything? They have a first-year head coach. Well, for them. And they got the best record in the NFL. They fired a guy after a year. They hire a new guy. They're 11-2. And the Bears have a brand new head coach, and they're the number one seed in the NFC.
Yep.
And I got to sit here, and at the end of the year, we're going to hear Art Rooney II talk about continuity like it means a damn thing. It doesn't mean crap.
Not anymore.
The two best teams in football have coaches
first year
in their first year. Cody and Moon, hi
guys. I woke up and there's something bothering me here. I can't get Cam Hayward out of my head saying that he wasn't protecting it and he was complaining about Josh Allen kneeing him in the stomach.
You know what, Cody, we are going to get to this because Mike Tomlin threw his captain under the bus yesterday. Mike Tomlin called Cam Hayward out, as he should have.
Yeah, unbelievable. I woke up and that was the first thought on my mind today. I figured I needed to call in and just express it.
Well, nothing a shot of whiskey can't fix, Cody. Thanks for the call. 412-928-9370. Pony put together a list so we didn't have to, but you brought this up in the previous segment of all the guys that they've traipsed through here to be solutions at the wide receiver position. These are all the guys that they've thought could be wide receiver too. Van Jefferson, Mike Williams, Calvin Austin, Roman Wilson, Robert Woods, forgot about our guy.
Robert Woods.
Scotty Miller, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, and Adam Thielen. That is a who's who of guys who ain't getting open in the current state that they have them in. I mean, Calvin Austin, there's a great throw from Aaron Rodgers early on in the game, and the play's not made because you're throwing the ball to Calvin Austin III.
Man, what did we say in the beginning of the season? We talked about it at nauseam, and I know me and you talked about it more than probably anybody. Calvin Austin is a number three, number four.
And he's a good number three.
Exactly.
Yeah. No,
that's fine. Like but that's what he is. Yep. Don't try to make somebody don't try to make them something they're not. Like, you're gonna make him a number two. He's not a number two. He's not built like a number two. He doesn't run routes like a number two. He's an inside three or four.
Yes.
We said that 1,000 times at the beginning of the season.
It's like the Mason Rudolph conversation. People want to make him more than he is. No, he's a backup quarterback.
Exactly.
And Calvin Austin's number three.
That's fine.
And he's a free agent at the end of the year. And if they bring him back, guess what they're going to pay him? Like a three. Or if he gets signed elsewhere, he's going to get paid like a three.
He's going to get signed somewhere else, and he's going to get paid like a three, and he's going to be a three or four, and he's going to have a huge year.
Yeah, he's
elsewhere.
Yeah, have like 700 yards.
Exactly.
Couple of touchdowns.
He's going to ball out.
Yep. Texter, don't forget Allen Robinson. Ugh. Dante Moncrief.
Moncrief, yeah.
That guy had stone hands, man.
Yeah. Here. He might have been Indy. He played pretty well in Indy.
Oh, yeah. Well, all these guys have played well. All these guys. Van Jefferson's had good seasons. Mike Williams has a great career. Robert Woods had good seasons. Scotty Miller helped win a Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers never shuts up about that. Marquez Valdes-Scantling did good things. Like, all these guys, They're has-beens. They're has-beens.
Very pirate-esque. You did say that.
Hey, Alan Taylor, he's a gold glove guy who's hit 20 home runs.
Alan Taylor?
Whatever his name is. Michael A. Taylor.
Tim the Toolman Taylor.
I mean, shoot, man. Alan Taylor would have had as many homers here in Pittsburgh as Michael A. Taylor did. Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We've watched, listened to, reacted to more Mike Tomlin press conferences than we can count. And yesterday, he said the most surprising thing he's ever said, at least in my opinion. I'll tell you what that was when we come back.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
A lot about frustration, and you have said you understand the fans' frustration. What is it like for you personally when they're calling for you to go?
You know, in general, I agree with them. And from this perspective, football is our game. We're in the sport entertainment business. If you root for the Steelers, entertaining them is winning. And so when you're not winning, it's not entertaining. And if you've been in this business, you understand that. I respect it. I share frustrations. I understand what makes this thing go, and winning is what makes this thing go.
He's not wrong. That's the job. The business is winning. But he's looking at it on a micro scale. He's looking at it through the lens of the performance on Sunday. We did not play well. We did not play well in any facet. We got dominated. We gave up 250 rushing yards. That's how he's viewing it. He also says that their identity right now is 6-6 and he doesn't like it, which, hey, I respect. You shouldn't like being 6-6, 6-6 isn't acceptable for the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's just not. But it's beyond their current record. It's beyond the performance on Sunday, Mike. It's that you haven't been winning at a high enough level for a really long time now. And I don't think that's the lens that he's viewing this through. I think he's myopic in his focus, and it's all about the here and the now. And that's what a coach does. That's how a coach tries to win. But it's about the years of playoff futility. It's about stumbling to the finish line last year, and it looks like they're going to do the same thing this year. It's getting dominated in playoff games. It's not just you're not winning now, Mike. It's that you haven't won enough for a very long time.
Yeah, I mean, he says it's the entertainment business and it hasn't been an entertaining product for, like you said, a long time. So But that's how Mike Tomlin's going to operate. He operates, and he is where his feet are at, and he's going to think about and barely even think about last game. He's looking forward to this
sure.
game, you know. So, I do wonder if he does feel the whole pressure kind of caving in, though. Like, okay, like, does he just singularly focused on, you know, what happened the last game and what's going to happen in the upcoming game, and he feels the pressures of that, or does he feel the all everything pressure of like you just mentioned?
He stopped his press conference in a really weird way, and I thought he was going to do so in order to talk about the chance and not have to answer a question about it, but to do it on his own terms. And instead, he talked about the Steelers' schedule.
Right.
And how excited they are to be in this moment. This was odd to me.
Mm-hmm.
Just let me say this, man. I really enjoy the structure that is today's NFL scheduling. The excitement associated around these division games, the weight on them, not only for us in Baltimore, but just globally speaking. We felt it a year ago. We had some big games against them in the latter part of the year as well. I think it's good for football. It's good for our fan base. It's good for their fan base. It's an honor to be a part of it.
The reason I shoehorned that in there after what you said is, is he trying to convince us or him? Is he trying to convince us, Steelers fan base, that they're still in the thick of this, rah-rah, zis boom-bah, we can win this game and control the North? Or is he trying to tell that to himself and his team? Like, hey, yeah, we're 6-6, I own that, but it's still all out there in front of us. It just seemed so hollow, and it just seemed like he was maybe trying to convince himself that they are where they wanted to be despite not getting there the way they thought they would get there.
Yeah, that's interesting the way that you put it. I didn't know what he was going to say there.
You thought the same thing, right? When he stopped his press conference?
I'm like, where's he going with
what's
this?
What's he going to do
something,
here?
Yeah, so I was like, something's about to, like, he's about to get real.
It was odd.
Mm-hmm. And then I was like, well, that's what he's talking about? He's excited about this opportunity? Like, I think it's a little bit of both. I don't think he really cares for convincing the fans as much and the media and who he's talking to on Tuesdays. I think he's more about convincing himself and convincing his team. So I think more that he's trying to convince himself, like, yeah, this is where we want to be, like you said. We have a great opportunity in front of us. And, you know, usually like a coach in a situation like that, whenever he was talking about the Ravens, and if you understand the situation you're in, it's more about we than them. Like, I was expecting him to say, like, we got to take care of our business. We got to do this. We got to step up in this area. If we do this, we will win. And he basically was, like, kind of leaving it almost open-ended, like, well, whatever team does this.
Huh.
Whatever team, you know, shows up, basically, is going to be the ones that will have the W at the end of the day. Whatever team, the Ravens are in the same, like, why, I it was very odd to me that he was bringing in the Ravens and almost comparing them as equals.
I think he was doing that intentionally. That's a really good point by you. I think he's saying, hey, well, we're 6-6, but look, so are they.
Right.
So are the big bad Ravens.
So whoever does, you know, is on their P's and Q's on Sunday is going to win the game. Like,
we're going to be where we thought we'd be if we win, but they're going to be where they thought they'd be if they win. We're not that different. Everyone loves the Ravens. They're 6-6. They got warts just like we do. Almost pointing, hey, you can criticize us, but look over there.
Right.
Look what they got going on. Texter writes in, Steelers are going to lose out. We're finally going to get a top 10 pick. Let's go. I mean, they obviously could lose out, but they I don't think they get a top 10 pick if they do.
If they get a top 10 pick, who are you going to pick? Are you really that excited?
How about
people are thinking quarterbacks.
Caboli the other day said he thinks the Steelers quarterback room next year is going to be Mason Rudolph, Will Howard, and Drew Aller. See this pen?
Yep.
If that is the Steelers quarterback room next year, I'm going to insert this pen very quickly into each of my eyes. Drew Aller? Harry, are you about to jump on the microphone and volunteer to do it for me?
Yep. Yeah.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Somebody texted in for the stomach issues for you and me, Harry, that they take a swig of apple cider vinegar every morning, and they haven't had any stomach problems since. My aunt, who is a 75-year-old kicker of asses, has done that every year. She's sick less than any person I've ever known.
It's the best at-home remedy that you can use.
She swears by it. Do you do the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
You drink apple cider vinegar?
Yeah, every once in a while, like once a week.
I used to, but my mom doesn't think it's safe anymore.
You're 26, man.
Well, no, it's not just that. If you want me to go into detail, her brother-in-law passed away from using it after like a couple months, and she got scared. And then I got scared because I had just started using it that summer.
Yeah, my bad, dude. Sorry to pull at that thread. If you don't want to drink apple cider vinegar,
you live with your mom, huh?
Don't drink it. There's really no place to go after Uncle's dead. I mean, there's not much I could do.
Break.
With that, going to have to run to take a break. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection. The Fan Morning Show Twitter poll is brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Hey, you want Tomlin out, folks? Well, guess what? Tomlin agrees. Tomlin thinks he should be fired. How's that make you feel? 412-928-9370. Another weird moment from Tomlin's press conference when we're coming back.
And unfortunately, you know, the tape didn't show anything dramatically different than what we saw in stadium. We played 30 minutes of acceptable football, and then, you know, we didn't do what we needed to do in the third quarter and in any of the phases of play. And certainly that put us behind the gun, and we were running uphill from there, I think.
Like Kate Bush, running up that hill. What a banger that song is of Stranger Things fame. I'm happy that they brought it back as much as they have this season. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Oh, Harry, there you go. Running up that hill. I can't believe Tomlin said with a straight face that they played 30 minutes of good football on Sunday. They had 88 yards of offense in the first half. The defense had given up 125 yards rushing. Yes, they forced a couple of turnovers. Yes, they led the game. But anybody who knows a rat's ass about football, anybody, saw that the Steelers, despite leading on the scoreboard, were losing that football game in every other meaningful way, in that the dam eventually was going to break.
Did they even force that one fumble against Cook because he kind of needed the football out of his own hands?
That's a great point. There are takeaways and there are giveaways. The interception, that's a takeaway. The James Cook fumble, you're right, that is a giveaway. Coming up at the top of the 7 o'clock hour, Ben Roethlisberger on his podcast with a suggestion for Mike Tomlin. He says he's the right man for a coaching job. That coaching job is not the Steelers' job. And I can't believe he said it out loud. I can't believe he put his name on it. I can't believe that he premeditated and said what he said. So we'll get to that coming up at the top of the 7 o'clock hour. Can you believe Tomlin said that they played 30 minutes of good football on Sunday?
Unbelievable.
Hey, what?
Was he watching?
The only place they were leading was the scoreboard, but everybody who's watching the game knows that they're getting outplayed. And Harry makes a good point. He says, James Cook, they didn't force that fumble. James Cook's knee forced the fumble.
Yeah, yeah. He dropped it himself.
Only the second most famous knee from that game. The other being, of course, Josh Allen's. Just ask Cam Hayward, which we'll get into later on in the show. Also a big day for college football. It's National Signing Day. Matt Sieg will announce his commitment at 10 a.m. on a live stream. His final six, Penn State, Pitt, Notre Dame, Virginia Tech, Indiana.
Uh-huh.
That's the top six.
Yeah. I talked to him. I mean, I gave him my piece of like...
Did you?
Of advice, yeah. I gave my piece of advice. I mean, yeah, he was a lot like I was when I was coming out. Obviously, neighbors to Fort Cherry, West Allegheny. And,
yeah.
You know, the best decision I made was to go to the university, from being here and going to University of Pittsburgh, keeping my name alive. Like, if I would have went to Virginia Tech, and I didn't name schools, but if I'd have went somewhere else, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing now. I'd be lost in the shuffle. And I just, you know, I just told him, like, look, this is home. So, you know, not that I was pointing him in a direction to go. I was just like, listen, you're from Pittsburgh. You're a Pittsburgh guy. You're a tough Western PA football player. That's what the University of Pittsburgh prides himself on over how many decades, is guys that are from here and being, you know, staples of that football team. So, you know, good luck to you, and, you know, hopefully you have a great career.
How about that? I get the full court press going on. I get to Doran Dickerson.
I just saw him, and I was like, you know, let me talk to him.
I mean, Pitt's been heavily after this guy. Of course they have. Everybody has. I mean, he's an unbelievable football player.
Really good.
He's a really good football player.
He's a really good athlete.
I hear he's a good kid, too.
He's a really good kid. Comes from a great family. His brother's really good, too. His younger brother. He runs like a 10-8 in the 100-meter dash. He plays baseball, plays basketball, averages like 15 points. Like he's all around a really, really good athlete.
I'm looking forward to that.
You're talking about Matt Sigg?
Yes. Yeah.
I think I know his dad. His dad was a social studies teacher at Keystone Oaks for a while and was a football coach.
You're right. I think that's true.
He had the kids around, and I'm like, that name sounds familiar, because I think one of his kids' names was Matt. And then I looked it up, and I'm like, now his dad, Jeff, is a football coach at Fort Cherry. And that, I think that's where they went, because his son is now a high school football player. Yeah.
Did his dad coach you?
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
I think so, yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he was definitely a football coach when I was going through.
Oh, I know that. Yeah. I didn't know that he coached you. How about that? How about that? So 10 a.m. today, right at the start of Starkey's show, get an answer on Matt
Sigg. Can you name the famous head coach that went to Fort Cherry?
Yeah, of course.
Who? NFL. Well, there's a couple.
You tell me, I'll see if you're right.
No.
You know it's a blind spot for me.
You have blind spots? What?
Marvin Lewis.
You don't know the answer to this?
It's Marvin Lewis.
Yeah. I think Marty Schottenheimer might have went there, too.
Marvin Lewis and Mike Tomlin are the same guy.
Yes.
My column tonight at 11 p.m. 412-928-9370 is the number to call, and I'm guessing a lot of people are going to want to call during the next segment, Doran, because Ben Roethlisberger, who is a thoughtful guy, I don't think just flies off the handle on his podcast. He said something premeditated that I think is the biggest shot across the bow that Mike Tomlin has faced at any point during his Steelers career. We'll get to that coming up next. Fam Weather's brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.